Disclaimer, what you're about to hear from this episode is coming from Coach Chris, certified integrative nutrition health coach, aka Holistic Health, from the world's largest nutrition school, the Institute of Integrative Nutrition, where I've been educated and trained through health experts, as well as my external research experiences and training from other health enthusiasts and experts. And this portion is going to be paraphrasing other resources to help you get a better collective understanding of this episode. So, in this episode, I'm going to talk about a factor that is exposed to, I'm going to say everybody, that is a factor that affects our mental health and also creates a, for example, interference in our growth, a disturbance in disorder that can create mental disorders, that can create mental illnesses. And it's a quiet drug that most people forget about, that we're exposed to in everyday life. And, well, I'm gonna say it, folks. It's sugar. Either you do know or you don't know that sugar is a drug. I'll elaborate. There's two ways that sugar can affect the body. I'll go with the more understandable approach, which is the part that's physical, the part that most people can see, the part that most people can measure, and that is physically. For example, overweight people, for example, obesity, is sugar. I'm not talking about fat. That's a whole different conversation. It's the sugar, though, that creates these types of people, unfortunately. It's the reason why there has been a growing epidemic of overweight and obese people ever since it was like a low-fat diet. Because sugar creates and stores as fat into our body. But there's another one that many people can't see, many people don't realize, because it's invisible, and it's an invisible problem that people cannot measure and can judge these types of people, and that is sugar affecting the brain. Sugar affecting the brain to an extent or a point where it can create poor concentration, can create fatigue, can create mood swings, can create mental disorders, mental imbalances, mental illnesses. And I'll name some of those few. ADHD, ADD, Alzheimer's disease. These are simple factors, byproducts, consequences of a person that can be consuming such a drug that can affect their brain for such a long duration, like sugar. Sugar is something that I don't see commonly talked about or disregard. It's it's oftentimes disregarded. It's not emphasized so much, you know. The main common things is diabetes, and I mean, people even lose limbs, their lower limbs, because of eating sugar. If you already know this, I hope you can at least share this to people that don't know the negative effects of sugar. How we've grown up in a society where sugar is acceptable. Sugar is fed to our kids. Sugar is given to our kids as a form to relax them or to keep them at ease. But what does it do? It creates like this poor concentration of kids, and they just go bananas, go crazy. Oh, they play. Oh, and it's such a manipulative drug, because it puts us at a point, at a place of like becoming like a kid, where it's like, ooh, that's so sweet, so good. But yet it affects us, makes us fat, it makes us dependent, it makes us lazy. It makes us incapable of being at our optimal performance. It creates this mental disorders, mental imbalances, physical imbalances, mental illnesses. And it just tastes so damn good. How easy it is to go to a store and get cookies, cakes, brownies, ice cream. Sugar's in everything. Sugar's in things that we don't even know about, because sugar takes the form of many other different names. How about this trend about, oh, it's brown sugar, brown or sugar in the raw? No, no, no. Sorry, folks. Sugar is sugar is sugar. A drug is a drug is a drug. Sugar is a drug. Sugar is the cheapest form of drug that our human race is being affected by. And most people don't care about it, don't know about it, deny it. And who's profiting off of these, you know, these corporations? Slowly killing us off. There's communities where low class or very poor families or areas where they're addicted to Mountain Dew. Kids are addicted to Mountain Dew. And then you see how they're rotting their teeth, or their teeth are deteriorating simply because of their love of Mountain Dew, which is filled with sugar. I mean, hey, you don't believe me? You want to watch it? I mean, there's this film. It's like, if you remember the experiment on Super Size Me, there's another one called Super High Me. Well, there's one just like where this guy just tries sugar for like, what, 30 days, 2 months? It's crazy. Crazy. So yeah, this is a reminder that if you're eating sugar and you seem practically normal on the outside, physically, you just might be the type of person that it affects, the sugar will affect you mentally. Because I speak as one of those people. I speak as a person who knows what it's like to have bipolar tendencies because of sugar, mood swings, fatigue, poor concentration, lack of focus, lack of mental strength because of dependency on sugar. Hell, people even get sugar withdrawals. Sugar withdrawals, why? Because sugar is a drug. Withdrawals just like someone who gets cocaine. Yes, cocaine and sugar are very similar. In fact, sugar is actually more addicting than cocaine. I'm pretty sure you've already heard of this term where they say sugar is eight times more addictive than cocaine because of its sweet effect. Because it tastes so freaking good, people just can't get enough of it. Just like the rats in the study. Sugar is such a silent killer that it affects our immune system. It affects our intestinal wall. It leaves us weakened. And that's our gut brain. That's linked and related to our instincts, our intuition, which is a whole different conversation. But if you guys are health pros and enthusiasts, you get what I'm saying. Sugar can also, after affecting our stomach, our gut, our intestinal wall, it can lead to forming like bad bacteria and then parasites. Parasites can end up living in our body and even developing voices in our head. Voices in our head telling us to eat sugar. I'll give you an example because I'm someone who went through parasites in my body and sugar addictions. So this example is that if you see, say, donuts or cookies in like the closet, you ever get a voice like after just glancing at it? You ever get a voice like after walking away where it says, hey, go back and get the donuts. Go back and get the cookies. Go back and get the bread. You ever hear that voice to tell you to go? And then you're like, is that me? It almost sounds foreign, like something that's not your head, but it's tricking you. Well, guess what? That's the parasites. That's the parasites tricking your brain to getting the sugar. And then guess what? You're gonna end up eating the sugar. It tastes good for that brief moment. And then eventually, you'll start getting all of these negative symptoms like brain fog and fatigue or bloating. And guess what? You know what brain fog is? It's, for example, the parasites pooping in your brain. Because brain fog makes you feel like poop. Sounds crazy, huh? Can you believe it or not? So yeah, I hope you can use this piece to motivate you to not eat sugar, reduce your sugar, spread the awareness of sugar being a drug. And yeah, because it's out there and it's affecting lives. And it's killing lives. And we forget sometimes. Did you already know this? Was this helpful for you? Do you know someone that is affected by sugar? Do you know someone that denies sugar as a drug, or its consequences, or its complications? Please share them this piece of info. Share them this episode. Because sugar is a quiet epidemic that's affecting our human race. It's a silent killer. People are losing limbs, getting mental disorders, mental illnesses. Our kids are unable to be at their optimal performance. They're not able to do like schoolwork sometimes.